Okay, let's learn to daven Tuesday evening. Parshas Kisavoy, Tovshin Ayin Gimel. Okay, we are in Kuf Mem Ches, which is the third Hallelujah. We are up to the Pasuk of Hehorim Bechol Givos, the mountains and all of the hills. Eitz Peri V'chol Arozen. I have a little difficulty. We're going to finish Bli Nedar. Hopefully we'll finish a kapitel tonight. I have a little bit of a difficulty with this kapitel because we've been talking the entire time of David HaMelech telling different entities as the leader of the symphony orchestra with the baton directing them to give praises to Hashem. It doesn't seem that all the Mefarshim understand the second half of the kapitel in that light, but we'll see. Hehorim. Mountains and all the hills. David HaMelech is commanding them, you offer praise to Hashem. Eitz Pri V'chol Arozen. Fruit-bearing trees and all cedars, which are non-fruit-bearing trees. Okay, first, Dr. Dachman Shlita, sitting here last week, was mechaven to the Eitz Yosef. The Eitz Yosef cites that the elevation of the terrain of a hill or a mountain indicates that a subterranean force is exerting pressure on this area. This force finds its ultimate source in the seething molten depths near the earth's core that are struggling to burst through the earth's crust. Thus, the presence of a mountain attests to Hashem's kindness in containing the violent forces that threaten to inundate the earth. For this kindness, Hashem is praised. So we'll stop for a moment. Dr. Dachman said this pshat last week, just as we briefly read this pasuk, Hehorim v'chol givos, therefore the praise of the mountains is that the mountains are a symbol to Hashem's containing the forces of the world not to be destructive. Now, is that the scientific approach to every mountain?
What about volcanoes? Is that worthy?
That's what we were talking about last week. I was talking about...
Volcanoes are not here in this pasuk to give praise to Hashem. He's talking right now about mountains and hills. Mountains and hills, the Eitz Yosef is saying, are created by Hashem stopping it from becoming a volcano and letting it be contained in the form of creating a mountain.
There's several different ways.
Theories about how mountains were created.
There are different ways mountains are created.
But really, I thought of a good way to get Hashem to stop bringing down a volcano. Say a Vinu volcano.
Okay. I couldn't control yourself, huh? There was a violent burst coming out of you and you couldn't control it, huh? Listen, is that the pshat? I don't want to get into the science of this, although I do find it fascinating. I once read that Mount Everest, right, the tallest mountain in the world, continuously grows higher.
But most of the mountains are really due to a movement of the tectonic plates. And they're just due to either push or pull on the tectonic plates in areas where...
So why do they continuously go up then?
Because there's a pressure from underneath, but there's a pressure of the movement of the tectonic plates. It's a little different than a volcanic mountain.
Right.
A mountain that's due to a true volcanic.
Right. I mean, would they say every mountain in the Andes and every mountain in the Alps and every mountain in the Rockies is all due to volcanic...
They're areas where tectonic plates met.
Well, there was an explosion of sorts that came up and that created the mountain.
It's not
being
an explosion, it's just the movement of the plates.
See, I wonder, I'm not arguing here with the Eitz Yosef, me ani, but Lamaisa, was the world created with mountains?
Mountains continually change in form. But, mountain ranges had to have been there for a long time.
Right, so you would say,
even by current geology.
Right, so I would assume therefore if they're dating them that way that they would have had to have been there, from the time of Bria Salim. Although there's no pasuk that says the mountains were created, but we know the Psukim and Noach speak about mountains by the Mabul, and doesn't say that they were created because of the Mabul, they were mountains. Pasha says okay, so I don't know exactly what it means. Now Rashi interestingly says that the word har is related to the word what, Dr. Ackman? Hora. Pregnancy.
It's a bulge.
A bulge. A bulge. Okay. Now, what bothers me here is that the Eitz Yosef is saying Hashem is praised not by the mountains. Hashem is praised because of the mountains. because of the mountains. The Medrash Shachatoy says that it is fitting for the mountains and the hills to praise Hashem, because only He is cognizant of the precise weight and the contents. Okay, so if that's the case, that's going back in form with what we have been saying here. Now, again, the purpose is to learn how to daven. We can't have five different pshatim in mind. I would offer that that maybe the simplest mahalach to be able to keep things flowing is that David HaMelech is telling all of these entities to praise Hashem. And now we're up to we're in the inanimate objects, but the inanimate objects, we are now, so to speak, going to the earth itself. There's a sit of you, Mark. So, Ahorim v'chol gavos, eitz peri v'chol arazim. Now, what's eitz?
I mean, I think the simplest pshat is, you live in Illinois, you know, it's like when there are no mountains. I mean, there's a beauty to the variety.
Well, I say that all the time, that my vacation starts as soon as I get out of the Midwest and I see my first mountain. That's when my vacation starts, when I go away.
In this pasuk to Eitzpri, which is living things.
Now, Eitzpri, well, okay.
And we know, like, for example, when they gave out Eretz Yisrael, we know that the Gemara talks about, the Mishnah talks about, right, a cow. In other words, how much...
Right, a mountain is a mile in the division of Eretz Yisrael, because in the same area of land, you can plant on four sides or five sides if there's a plateau on top of it as well, depending upon the slope, which is a mile, correct. Now, Eitzpri, Avada, the Pashup Shot in Eitzpri is that... we are thankful because of the fruits. But once again, that's going to be the shiloh here. You know, who's thanking? Now we bring bikurim from the fruit of trees and some from the crops of the ground. But again, that would be us praising Hashem because of what we received or what we utilized from what He made. But flowing, it would mean that the cedar trees and the eitzpri, they should give praise to Hashem. They should be praising Hashem. Hachai v'chol behema. Hachai v'chol behema. Now we're in we're going from the domain to the tzomeach, which was the fruit-bearing trees. They grow. And now we're up to the Chai V'chol Behemah. Now, I just want to mention again, I don't want to get so involved in the science. No one considers a mountain as a tzomeach, which is something that grows. It's not considered growth, no matter what's happening with the plates or with the explosions. That's not considered growth. Trees are considered growing. Fruits on trees are obviously considered growing. A Chai V'chol Behemah, now we're up from the domain and the tzomeach, the growth of the fruit world, of the vegetable world, etc. Now we're up to the animate objects, and chaya is what does chaya, Rabbi, say?
Wild animals.
Lafuke behema, right? Even though there are many places where a chaya is included in behema, behema is included in chaya, but here by mentioning them both, we're talking about. Both of these animals. Now, once again, the Radak says, untamed beasts which inhabit the forest and wilderness of domesticated cattle which are under man's control. So what does this mean? So the Ejesus says that we used animals to build the Beis HaMikdash, we used animals to build the Mishkan, and therefore that's the place where we praise Hashem. We use the hides of the animals in the place where we praise Hashem. So it's not telling the animals to praise Hashem.
We also use the Prokoblanos.
Havada for Kabbalists, but it's not telling the animals to praise Hashem. It's it's challenging to know what should be in this type of situation. But I would say again, to go with the flow of what we have been doing, it's David HaMelech commanding them to give their praises to Hashem. I'm not one of these people who are into any of these type of things. But as even though it's fading away. Vacation, but getting up in the morning and davening Vasikin, where you cannot see any other human beings, and you hear at the sunrise, you hear all the for lack of a better term, all the noise from the animals. It's hard not to imagine that they're all singing praises to Hashem at that moment of sunrise. The birds are chirping, and I heard cows in the distance, and horses, and it's hard to Even a cat meowing, it's hard to believe that that's not some type of synchronization of them giving praise. Now, of course, what does it mean, an animal giving praise? Animals, we are taught, really have very limited intelligence. But lemaiso, the animals definitely have, it's called, the Shlomo HaMelech knew the Sicha, knew the conversations of the birds. So there is something going on there that we have not been made privy to, although many scientists know that there is some type of communication among the apes and among the, you know, there's something that goes on that in which they do communicate. They're not exactly sure how, and there's some type of systems that they have built in. And the I don't want to call it the most fascinating riot because it came through a tragedy, but the animals ran away inland by the tsunami. They felt it coming. They knew it coming. They knew there was something to run from. How exactly that worked, or the skills of the birds who fly when they all migrate. All the different things that are going on here, we are not privy. So it's definitely, again, following the Pashup Shad, the Chayev, the Chobahima, the Remes, the Tzipa, the Kanof, which is the crawling things, and the winged fowl, as it's translated, are all giving praise to Hashem. We'll give praise to Hashem. Now, here, there's a lot to discuss, obviously. The remes, what do we need all these insects for? How many types of insects are there in the world?
Infinite.
Species. They don't even know.
Nobody knows. Nobody knows even that.
Nobody even knows. So what is that for? So the Maya said, Yerushalmi asked the Kasha. Yerushalmi even asked the Kasha. Because when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry, I mean that Chazal, when a Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry because we sin, so he wants to destroy us, and Hashem looks at the tiny crawling things and he says, if all these tiny creatures serve a relatively insignificant purpose and I sustain them. He says, here it's Yerushalmi. He says, Yerushalmi. So Lemaisa, so how can I not destroy mankind? That's what you mean. So they're like a defense mechanism for us. Okay, but as I said last time, when there was a volcano, I think, on Mount St. Helens and destroyed the entire area, and the science predicted that nothing would grow there within 20 years, and within 9 months things started to grow, and they discovered the reason is because the insects are continuously churning the ground and moving all different types of things, and as a result of that, together with the, all the animals that crawl deep under the ground as the volcano came, and they literally saved the ground, whatever that means. But Lemaisa, the Chayev, Chobahima, Remes, and Sipa Kanof are all praising Hashem. Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah, you ever see this sometimes here in West Rogers Park? A beautiful red cardinal. Let me see, see beautiful birds, right? So Rashi says in Rosh Hashanah that the Maisa, the beauty of the different colored birds, when you go wherever to zoos and you see all the different colored birds, it's godless abayri. Some of them are just incredibly fascinating to the eye. And Rashi says that's in order to help us be able to praise Hashem. Okay, so that again is not saying that they're praising Hashem. It's a catalyst for us to praise Hashem. Okay, so again, whichever way you want to say it in the context, I'm more comfortable myself going with Rishwab's Mahalach, which seems to be the Mahalach that goes through most of the capital, and it ends this way. Because now we go like this. Malchei Eretz v'chol ha'umim sarim v'chol shavt Eretz. I'm waiting for the day. I read a book over the summer somebody gave me to read. Some of you read it already, the Prime Ministers. You know, but you don't have to read the book, The Prime Ministers, to know how many times in the UN has apikorsus been espoused, has sinus yisrael been espoused, heat for the medina, the hate for Jews, it's not bechlal hate for mankind. So many different things have been espoused there. It's going to come a time. The Mashgiach Zatzal, Rav Nosson Vachvol Zatzal used to say, Mashiach's going to come. You're going to walk into the UN. This is what's going to happen, with some variation, but this is what's going to happen. It's going to be Malchei Eretz v'chol umim, the kings of the world and all the nations, Sarim v'chol shavtei Eretz, the princes and all the judges of the earth. What's going to happen? What are they going to do?
Step down.
Huh? They're going to step down, and what are they going to do? They're going to praise Hashem.
And they're going to recognize Hashem.
That's right. They're going to praise Hashem. It's a What's that?
Kadash tachat ha-shamash. I mean, it's very similar to when the Mitzrayim went with the basket of Yosef, right?
Yeah.
Malchay, Canaan, all 32.
They all recognized over there.
Put their crowns
on Yosef's urn.
So Yosef is, you know, Mashiach ben Yosef. I mean, that concept is
very nice. That's a very nice word. Very nice. I like that word very much. But here it's saying, David Melch is saying the praises, the level of praises is going to be incredible. Sarim b'chol shel teorit. Everybody, yes.
No, well, I remember. I just thought, as looking at the poetry of it, the structure, I thought of a riot throughout the slide.
Is that 17 or 11?
Yeah.
Okay, so hold on 1 second then. You have to give me 1 second. I want to just finish this and I'll take your word. Now, L'halacha, the next pasuk has a very, 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 very important concept. The structure of the pasuk is Bachurim v'gam besulais, young men and also maidens, Zekenim, old men, im arim, with young men.
This shows about the
teruvas
between the genders.
The man has a kot bazaivi, Boy, Sid, Shaynam Abatipa. Unbelievable. Never forgets the thing I say. It's scary. Bachur Magam Besula, the Kingdom of Aram, gave a whole shiur about this, and that is that the interaction between the genders is not the same. Bachurim, Magam Besula. They're separate. It's young men and also maidens. But Zakenim, Imnarim. Elderly men with younger men. And that's, that many pshatim over here, the elderly men inspire the younger men, etc. They teach them to become the rabbi and whatever it is. But one thing is for sure. All of these people are praising Hashem. It's the starting off with the Malchi Oretz, the Umim, the Sorim, the Shefli Oretz, the Bachurim, the Besulais, the Zakenim, with the Ne'orim. Now, Yehalu Hashem Hashem, Ki Nisgav Shemol Vadoi. Why do we say this when we take back the Sefer Torah? Why is that said? Why is it said? I'm not sure. Maybe next week we'll have a chance to talk about it. But I'd like to translate the pasuk out of the flow. Yehalu Hashem Hashem. Here's the end of the capital. Praise Hashem. They will all praise Hashem. So praise the name of Hashem. Ki nizgav shemo levado. His name alone will have been exalted. Are you waiting for this moment, Mr. Swang? The moment's going to be when everybody else is going to be shut down, and I don't want to say the words, but they're all going to be S-H-U-T-U-P. Finished. It's going to be so clear that there's a bayre, it's going to be nizgav shemo levado. His name alone. That's the crux, the pinnacle. Of what's happening here. This is the climax. Yahalu Hashem Hashem ki nizgo shemo levadai. Hoy deyal eretz shemoyim. His praise, his majesty is above the earth and heaven. Vayaren keren liyamoy, and he will have exalted the pride of his nation. Tehilo l'chol chasidov. Praise for all his devout ones. The Nei Yisrael, am kiroi v'haluka. I just came from Apollamini. I left Apollamini early to come back here and share in time. It's the video. You see Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, you see Rav Chaim Kanievsky on this video, of Gershon Edelstein, different people on the video. You understand that this Bez Hashem Yisbarach, he should be Zoicha to lead us, the Greek Mashiach, Rav Aaron Leib Steinman, man's 100 years old. 100 years old. Understand what it means? That the whole world is going to want to hear what he has to say. But Yaron Keren Liyamo Tehilo L'chol Chasidov of Nei Yisrael. He will have exalted the pride of his nation, causing praise for all his devout ones. It's going to be Tchias HaMesim. Rav Moshe Feinstein is going to come back. Chofetz Chaim is going to come back. The Vilna Gaon is going to come back. I don't want to leave anybody out, but you know, I'm just going backwards in the generations quickly, right? The Mechaber, the Ramah, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Ravid, Abaye and Rava, Shmuel and Rav, Rabbi Akiva, that's what's going to happen here. Huh? I'd Moshe Rabbeinu, Yad Bechal. The Gantz adult is gonna be looking at the Gedolei Yisrael, the Tzaddikim and the Tzidkonius of Klal Yisrael. That's what's gonna happen.
Basically, the Mekilas Yisharim is right here. What's the purpose of creation?
Yes.
The end. Kirovo. I mean, that's the Vegas record.
I'm Kirovo. That's who we are.
That's the purpose of all of creation.
Avada.
I mean.
and the praise is continuous. The whole praise. David HaMelech has the baton. David HaMelech is waving the baton, and the baton is saying, "You praise, you praise, you praise, you praise the celestial beings. Everything we've been talking about, up to including all of mankind." And as you're saying, and this is going to be, Hashem is going to be levado, because it is not going to be a United Nations that's going to function as a leadership program. Everybody's going to be bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's going to be Klal Yisrael that's going to be the conduit. Okay, you wanted to say something, Rabbi Dachman?
I just was looking at the word b'kol, and b'kol scattered throughout the entire
capital.
And it occurred to me that each time there's a b'kol, really, the simplest explanation is there's something large that everyone would agree is big, noticeable, unusual, worthy of praise. And by the way, these other things that are not as notable, but and every one of them. Well, so, I mean, that really fits better in Rav Schwab's shot, because if we're doing the praise, you have a havamin at the praise, these big things, and you might forget about these little things. No, don't forget about
everything's included in the praise.
It's better, yes, the
everything's included in the praise. I hear you. I haven't seen it either. Okay, so I'd like to do what we've done on occasion, if you don't mind, now that we've finished this capital. I'd like to turn to the beginning. I'd like to go through it, to put it back into our minds as we govern. Okay, so everybody turn back, please, to the beginning. Here we go. Halukah, Haluas Hashem and Hashemayim. Praise Hashem from the heavens. David HaMelech is telling us, praise Hashem from the heavens. Halu Bamraimim, praise Him from the heights. Haluchol Malachov, all the angels. Haluchol Tzavov, all the legions. Halu Shemesh Yireach, the sun and the moon. Halu Kokov Vayor, all the stars. Halu Shemei Hashemayim, Pamayim Hashemei Al Hashemayim. Yahalu Hashem Hashem, the same construct, by the way. Yahalu Hashem Hashem is it ends with, right? Yahalu Hashem Hashem. Yahalu Hashem Hashem, Ki Utsi Vav Nivro. Let them praise Hashem, for He commanded and they were created. Yamidein Le'av Yoylam, He established them forever and ever. Chok Nasam V'lo Yavar, He issued a decree that will not change. Halu Hashem and Aretz. Now, once we say Aretz, we start off with Tanina B'chol Toimais, as we mentioned, the fish from the depths of the water, Eishu Varek, Shalav Akita, those things that look like they are not stable, they look to be very chaotic. The Eish, Vorot, Shelah, Kito, Ruach, Zorah, Sadevar, they do the Ratzon Hashem also. Ha'har v'chol gavos, as we just mentioned tonight, the mountains and all of the hills, let them all praise Hashem. Eitz pri v'chol ha'razim, all types of vegetation, all the trees and the trees that don't have fruit, the trees that do have fruit. Achai v'chol behema, all of the animals, remes, tzipav, v'konav, everything that crawls, everything that flies, everything should be praising Hashem. Malchei eretz v'chol umim, all of the people. Sarim v'chol shof se'oretz. Bachurim v'gam besulais, bachurim v'gam besulais with a decorum of modesty. Zekenim im na'orim, doyres im mesayro. Yahalu Hashem Hashem. The second time, Yahalu Hashem Hashem. Ki nisko shmo levadoi. Everybody else will melt away. Hoydoi al eretz shemoyim. V'yoren keren liyamoi. I'd like to end with an addendum to what Dr. Dachman was saying, and that is the following. Everybody say, how are you going to feel when Mashiach comes and he walks into the UN and he says the Jews were right? What's the first reaction as to how you would feel? Vindication. Vindication. We're right. That's the wrong feeling. That's the wrong feeling. What's the real feeling? The real feeling is that everybody's praising Hashem. The biggest chil Hashem in the world is that there are 7 billion people. 7 billion people. There are atheists. There are agnostics. There are people who don't believe in Hashem Elokei Yisrael. It's the biggest chil Hashem in the world. So Mashiach coming and walking into the UN and saying that Klal Yisrael are the chosen people and that Hashem Yisbarach is the religion that we have to face, that's very nice. It's very nice. But it's not that we won. It's not that we won. It's now that there's the Beire and now there's going to be praise for Hashem. Now there's going to be praise for Hashem. I want to say, I'm not saying this as with kanoyas. I'm saying this with pain. Kefi Madre Gossi, I'm saying it with pain. There's going to be something else that's going to happen also. There's going to be vindication within Klal Yisrael. 14 million Jews. Within the 14 million Jews, how many people are practicing Judaism according to Halach? I'm not talking about Sardim Ashkenazim and Mechaber and Ramo and Chassidim. I'm not talking about that. How many people are practicing Judaism, Halacha? Not again vindication, you see we were right, you were wrong. No, no, no. These are Hashem's children. How many people are at the table? How many people are not at the table? Just came from a parliament meeting, as I mentioned, the second of a parliament meeting is for Leiv Lachem. How many people in Eretz Yisrael are not at the table? How many people from Eretz Yisrael are not at the table? They're living in Eretz Yisrael Mamish. They're living in the Mokum where the Beis HaMikdash is. They're living with the Kedusha of the land of Eretz Yisrael. They're not there. That's what this is saying. Yoren Keren Li Amoy. He will have exalted the pride of his nation. Tehillah L'chol Chasidav, causing praise for all his devout ones. There was a big machlokes in Chicago. You know that machlokes before the Kollel came. 32 years ago, Rav Kamenetsky came to Chicago. Rav Kamenetsky got up and said, "The Kollel zol zayin do biz Mashiach unachdem. The Kollel should be here until Mashiach comes and afterwards." So a whole tumult erupted. What do you mean afterwards? What afterwards? She's going to come. We're going to Eretz Yisrael. So Yaakov said, "You think we're all going to Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes? Who's going to teach all the Jews in the suburbs or what Torah is? You think you're going to walk into Eretz Yisrael? They don't know what Tum is. They don't know what Torah is. They don't know what Korban is. They don't know what Shabbos is. If I submit this, you think they're all going to go to Eretz Yisrael? To walk into Eretz Yisrael with the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, with all the Chiyuvim of all the Mitzvahs, Tliyas, Baritz, and everything else going on, they got to teach them. It's going to be scary enough. Who among the front people is going to be able to teach everybody about all the Mitzvahs, Tliyas, Baritz?" Well, Mice, that's what he said. That's what he said, Rabbi Yaakov said. So we should be Zecher, Rabbi Say. We should be Zecher. Thanking you for coming for Shir. Next week, Pesach Shabbat, continue. And we should be Zecher to be able to daven. Zecher, be able to daven.